Mr. Andre, could you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, sir. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta? Mayor Rhodes?
Here. If you look in your package, you got the minutes for the regular meeting, February 11, 2019. Made a couple adjustments. If you guys have anything else, let us know. Looked pretty good. Committee reports. Public Works Committee will go over our project report. Total rainfall for February, we had 60 minutes of 3.6 inches. No drainage issues were observed. One skate alarm. A street overlay project has been handed over to Owen White. He's working on that. We got an email yesterday. We got to discuss dates for advertisement to go out for bid. So we're working on that. Our security camera project is underway. We talked to Entergy, met with them. They're working with the company that's doing the cameras to determine what poles, how the height we have on the poles. Do we own the pole? Does Entergy own the poles or does AT&T own the poles? So they're working along with that. So we talked to them about fees for the cameras. I don't think it's going to cost us a whole lot for Entergy for electricity to run the cameras. So that project is moving along. We have a permit process. We're working on a DOTD to fill a big hole in the triangle on the river road. So they do require a permit for us to put a catch basin there, so we're working on that. We had no personnel incidents, no out of compliance tests. We are working on a welcome sign. It's going to be on the south side of town. Once we get the design, we'll have to submit that to the state with a permit since it's going to be on the opposite side of the highway. So. Republic Boat Pickup is scheduled for March the 11th, the week of March the 11th, and our extra pickup will be on March the 29th. And with that...
Were they supposed to pick up last Friday?
Let's see.
Yeah. Yes. Could you tell them to go by and pick up this stuff in my yard? They didn't pick it up.
That's right.
Neighbor's yard, nothing.
They missed the neighborhood?
That would be a yes.
I will get on that chain. Did you miss any other spots in town you're aware of?
Haven't heard from anybody.
Because I remember y'all said it Friday.
Yeah, they moved it to a different. Yeah, because it would be. All right. I'll check on that for you first thing in the morning. Well, what's tomorrow? Yeah, I'll call tomorrow.
When is the special pickup?
Special pickup's March 29th. We are working on a project for that culvert under the railroad chain. And I did talk to Drew Tessier. Shane's been hitting him up with the railroad to give us some idea what we can do. We just want access to get in there and clean it out.
Yeah.
And it takes an act of Congress for the railroad to give us access. So that's what we're hoping for. So I talked to Drew Tessier with the railroad, and he's supposedly working on getting us access where we can get in there and clean it out and see if there's any obstruction in there. So we're all working on that. All right, Planning and Zoning Committee. Review Planning and Zoning Minutes from the 27th. They're in the package. It's not on the agenda for some crazy reason. We'll probably discuss that in a few seconds. If you look on the Planning and Zoning, Richard Sumyak came in to do some re-subdivision of a piece of property. He wants some two pieces of face on Gwynn Street. You want to come up and just talk about it real quick, if you don't mind?
Sure. Y'all need these maps?
If you want maps, you might.
Yeah, basically what it is, Scott, it's a 120 by 120 lot, and all the lots on that subdivision is 60 by 120. And I'm just trying to turn the lots that is currently in the courthouse facing St. John. And I'm just trying to turn the lot perpendicular, just 90 degrees, to face Gwynn Street. To turn them 60-60 facing Gwynn, 120 on the St. John side.
So you just want to put just
So you got 260, 120s like this, you want...
Right.
260, 120s like that.
Right, no dimensional changes, just...
The orientation, 90 degrees.
90 degrees, yes, sir.
Yeah. Everybody look at the map, right?
The house currently on it sits on two lots.
That's correct. The house currently on it is sitting on two lots that, for some unknown reason, is that orientation to begin with.
And you're gonna put a house on this lot once you...
Trying to put a house on this lot once I get the subdivision. Correct.
It's not a subdivision, you're just spinning.
I'm just spinning, that's all.
Not creating any lots.
I'm really correcting a wrong that happened years ago when they put this lot across these two lot lines.
You'll have two houses on two lots.
Right.
One house on two lots.
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right, so it's not on your agenda tonight. Let me just go over what happened. For the record, the planning commission had a quorum, they had four people. Commissioner Sonia recused himself from the vote because family reasons with Richard. So he recused himself from the vote, so it was voted on favorably by the three people that were there at the planning commission. But after talking to Tom, it has to be four votes to make the recommendation.
What makes a quorum for the planning commission?
We have to have a quorum for each individual vote that matters that's being voted on.
What makes a quorum to conduct business is the question I'm asking, how many people?
You had a quorum to conduct a meeting, however...
Okay.
When you have a recusal, it's like somebody walking out the vote.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
So, Kim, you're on the commission?
Yeah, and I kind of researched it after the meeting, because I'm thinking the same thing changed. And what I saw, if you recuse yourself, then yeah, you're gonna need the amount of people. But if you abstain, it's a different story.
But you didn't abstain.
Well, it did recuse her. I mean, we didn't know what to do, but I think we can abstain, you know?
He's said he was wrong.
So if three vote yes, and Gary basically goes against the ethics and votes in this thing for something for his brother, but votes no, it still passes, 3-1, because they had a quorum.
It's such a formality.
You can't go back, you can't go back into the past and make something happen that didn't happen.
Three out of four voted yeah, and they had enough people to conduct business.
Right, but the one who was there recused himself, okay? It's not like he voted no.
They all could have recused themselves.
Could have, would have, should have, but that's not what happened. Like I was telling the mayor, if the planning and zoning commission wants to get it to where it can come before the council, they can have a special meeting this week, then it can come before the council next week.
The planning commission...
We have a problem with what actually happened, not with what we want to have actually happen.
The subdivision is not the question. I don't think that's an issue.
No.
It's a timing piece is what the problem is, and I think you pushed for time, so...
Well, I kind of had an agreement with the guy I was moving the house with. It wasn't gonna, you know, he was giving me like a month and a half to move it, and it's already been a month, so... So if it doesn't go before this time, it would be a whole month again, right?
Yeah. But Tom and I were talking, I'm just trying to think, if it requires this, and apparently it does.
Gary said, "I would vote for this if I would not have to recuse myself because of the relationship."
But he did recuse himself. The question is whether, when you have four out of seven, a minimum for a quorum, one recuses himself, does that recusal drop the number present to three? Correct?
For that particular item that is being voted on.
All right, if it drops it to three...
Then it's not a valid vote. You can't have a vote on an item where only three people are there to vote on it, because you have lost your quorum.
Okay.
You know, to get that...
What about abstaining?
Because I'm not buying that.
Well, Kim, what do you think the chances of getting a special meeting this week with the planning commission? And getting more than four with Commissioner Sonia?
You can do it Monday at 6.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Monday before.
Monday before.
But we have to put it on the agenda to discuss for our meeting.
And it's gotta be out of bypass another room, you know?
Forget that whole...
It's such a formality, and it's something as crazy as wouldn't normally happen.
So if I'm understanding correctly, if he would have abstained, it would be okay. Is that right?
Thomas not sure.
Nobody asked me to research that, and I have not researched.
I think abstaining is what I read.
Abstaining may not have satisfied the ethics rules on it.
He should have just voted no.
That's what I told him.
Three to one, and the vote would have.
I was just asked to look at what actually happened, not what might could have happened.
So apparently abstaining and recusing yourself is two different.
Yes, it is two different things.
Two different.
That is.
When you're dealing with ethics, that's a whole different.
Whatever y'all got to decide, Scott, I mean, I think I can talk to the guy.
Well, I mean, I want to get it done. I mean, we need to get it done for you as much as, I mean, it's going to happen. I don't see why it wouldn't happen unless something really, I don't think anybody up here has an issue with it right now. But you know.
Well, we want you to have something that nobody can come in and challenge.
Sure. And I know that's the first thing after the meeting, we called Tom and we discussed it, and then we, you know. Maybe a special meeting might be the way to go. We could get a planning commission special meeting done this week sometime.
And you finished a call after.
Yeah, maybe we can get it set up for Wednesday, and then just that one item, and then move forward from there and get to vote on it, and then put it on the agenda for Monday night.
1 minute.
See who's in town.
We have them all the time. I mean, that's a possibility. We could work that and see.
Whatever y'all do, I'd appreciate it.
Tom, you see any other way around it? Not trying to get around it. I mean, any other way that is legal, that they did three votes to make a recommendation? Okay.
I will dig more into it, but I mean, I think the abstention issue is irrelevant because he didn't abstain.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, what we have is a recusal, right?
Yeah.
So
if he had abstained and not left the room, he would have still been counted as present for, correct? But not on a recusal.
Right. A recusal subtracts him from the number.
And an abstention does not.
Well.
That's what I did.
I rejected that.
You went to Google too, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to suggest we do this. I'm going to suggest we, maybe I can try to call some people tomorrow. I'm working tomorrow. Maybe we can catch some people. Town hall's closed tomorrow. And if we can get enough people and schedule a special meeting for Wednesday, and then we can put it on the agenda for Monday night. Unless Tom can find something while he's doing his research that it's okay, and then we'll just put it on the agenda Monday night.
We're not making a decision. We sent it to y'all.
Sure, yeah, we're the final decision maker.
Whether we voted it or not anyway,
right.
We can still get it.
You can send it to us with no recommendation, and yeah. Recommendation, and we got to vote.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can say, no, we don't want him to do that, and we can still say, yeah.
They just have to act on it before we.
Yeah, before we.
Regardless of what that is.
All right, I'll do that then. I don't think it'll be a big problem, except Mardi Gras, maybe some people out of town.
Yeah.
So, Jeff was in your office.
Yeah.
Steve might be back.
Yeah, Steve's in town. I saw him today, so we might be able to get it done. Let's try that. I'll try that, and Tom will do some research on it for us.
And then I've got the double hour salary for that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Multiply it by 10 if you want.
Yeah, we'll get you taken care of. All right, anything else on the planning and zoning? Richard, I'll be in touch with you some way, shape, or form to let you know.
Thank you, guys.
How it goes.
See you.
And then we'll move on from there. All right, Finance Committee. Before that, anybody else have anything on the planning zone?
No, that other person on the agenda is here to explain about this shed with the 2 foot barrier, so they didn't have to, because they wanted an extra question.
Yeah, that would be a good opportunity. So we'll work on that. Finance Committee, February bills on your packages. Things are moving right along. While we're under finance, if y'all have any questions there,
I'll be out of town at the end of May for a couple of weeks. So I was talking to Blaine and Shane, we're going to start working on budget real early. For a couple of reasons, I'm going to be out of town at that time. And also, I want to try to get it more accurate than I got it last year, because the roads and that kind of thing. So if we can do a little more research on my end, to try to get a little more accurate on our big expenditures. So anyway, if you have any ideas for budget, if you have anything you want to think about, I talked to Shane a couple of things today.
One thing maybe we could do is just each committee chat and just get along with it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you just pick some dates on the calendar and say, hey, I can
set me up.
You know, where's getting.
So start brainstorming and see what you guys have in mind for some projects, and let's start early and get rolling. Yes, sir, Mr. Kershaw.
Is there any way y'all could build a bridge?
We were, but the parish said they were going to do it.
Yeah.
They did?
I'd love to
miss that bill.
Over the Tonton, over the river.
All right, anything else on the finance? Personnel committee, I don't know of anything. Recreation committee, bike share program. We met with Dow Chemical 2 years ago, right after I came in the office, and she said, if you need anything, let me know. And bike share came up, and they were very excited that we mentioned bike share program to them. So they were able to give us some money for a Brulee bike share program. I don't know if you guys have seen the bike share programs in other big cities. I haven't really seen it in small cities, but we got this bike program set up. We ordered the bikes. We have 14 bikes coming in. They're going to be stationed at the levee, on the levee trail that goes up the levee. We're going to put 7 bikes there. We're going to put 7 at the park. And it's the type of bike that you download an app, we think. We think it's an app program. It's an app, right? So you download the app, and it unlocks the bike, and you pay for your usage. We haven't determined what the pay is going to be for the usage of the bike. So you can ride one from the levee to the park, leave it there, or vice versa, or ride it back and forth, wherever you want to go. Then when you put it back in, it stops charging you. So they're in a lot of big cities. I haven't seen them in small cities, so we're going to give it a shot and see what happens. I'm pretty excited about it. It's not going to cost us anything.
Where does the money go?
The money that we get from them is going to come to us, and we're going to dump it into a maintenance account for maintenance for the bikes, replacing the bikes or whatever happens to them. I asked about vandalism. The guy at the bike share place, the bike place, said that they just hadn't really had a lot of vandalism on this program in the places that he has them. I'm sure it happens. So we'll give it a shot and see what happens. I don't know if... I don't know if people are using
cameras toward them.
Yeah, oh, we will.
GPS tracking device.
They have those on it. So they have GPS tracking. We'll have a camera. One of our cameras will face the road right there on the levee walk where the bikes will be stationed. I'm not sure if they'll be on camera in the back at the park. So Dow will, we have to figure out how this is going to happen. One of Dow's requirements was that their employees could use the bikes and not get charged, so they'll have a code on their app for Dow employees to use the bikes free of charge. So our goal is to kind of get the bikes here and then get them in Addison and have them all the way around to where they can use the whole trail. You can ride the whole trail, you can ride half the trail and leave the bike in one spot. And that's kind of the goal, to get it started and see how it takes off. So.
A witch's hat and a little dog named Toto comes with it too.
Right.
That's it.
DT, I thought.
They are kind of retro looking, but all of them are. I don't know if you've seen them in other cities. They're all kind of retro looking like that. So
they don't want to make them too cool. People
say, that's right. So anyway, we're kind of excited about it. It's something new for us, and it'll add to our project on the railroad with the trail. And we'll have sidewalks on St. Francis in 2020, I think, is what Kevin told me. We'll probably be expected to finish, so.
We need to check in what our liability would be if somebody got hurt on one of them.
We checked into some insurance, and nobody really carries insurance on them from what we could file as far as to replace the bike. I'm not sure about the liability if somebody gets hurt.
Is it something?
We checked on that liability, I'm sorry.
Like on that app, I mean, I'm sure there's a rental agreement that you agreed to terms and conditions.
Yeah, we'll check on that, Brent.
Yep. That would help some, but they still go sue.
Yeah, we go on our RMI, just like it's Mike Bell, trip on the sidewalk, that's our sidewalk, you know, they would be.
The good and bad is our name's on it, and so is Dow, and the good and bad is if somebody falls and decides to sue us, they're probably gonna sue them two names that's on the bike, and the third one there too, so.
Yeah, then it gets into, you know, how confident are they to be riding the bike where they drunk, you know?
Well, and that's another thing too for sidewalks that we need to be aware of, if people are gonna ride on sidewalks, which I'm sure they will. We need to make sure we keep our sidewalks, you know.
You know, I think it's against the ordinance.
It is, but those places, people are gonna ride on them, you know, that's just how it's gonna happen. It'll be a neat project to see what happens, at no cost to the taxpayer.
What's the app's name, you know?
Do you remember the app's name?
Is it Cologne?
Yeah, I mean, that's one, and they do small towns, so it doesn't require a lot of power or internet in each place, so they're specializing in small places like.
Okay, any other questions on bike share? Police committee, I know our chief has the flu. So I don't know of anything on police committee, governmental affairs?
We submitted that grant through Keep Louisiana Beautiful in cooperation with Keep West Baton Rouge for the five trash stuff. Let you know when we find out.
Great. Other matters, I don't have anything. Mayor's report, I went to the chamber meeting last week. Senator Rick Ward discussed the five parish tax of all things for traffic and bridges. I wish I had some good news, but it's the same old, it's just a lot of discussion on how it's gonna get paid for, so. I like the five parish tax idea, I hope it passes when it comes to vote. The five parish tax is gonna pay for the bridge and hopefully the 415 connector, so. That's all I have to say about traffic, other than it's terrible. I went to the governor's mansion for recognition of elected officials the other night, and I was late due to traffic, and I told the governor I was late due to traffic, so. What that does for us, I don't know, but at least he was made aware about our traffic situation. And on a sad note, the owner J.W. Fumore, Mr. Eddie Whitaker, passed away last week, so our condolences go out to his family. Like Blaine said, we were talking about it, J.W.'s will never be the same without Mr. Eddie, so. That's a sad note for us today. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody have anything? Anybody?
I read for Dr. Seuss today.
Oh, yeah, I missed that, I was out of town Friday, thanks for doing that. That's a lot of fun if you get a chance to do that. Anybody else? Mr. Parish Man, you have anything for us? No bridge work?
Intercoastal bridge, everybody's griping.
How long that's supposed to last?
July is the, early July is the anticipated. Those metal bridges they got on the right side, they're fixing those expansion joints, then they gotta flip them over and do the left side of the same bridge, then they gotta do the southbound bridge. So it just takes a long time, and the other option is to shut one whole bridge down and put one lane going each way on the other.
That's not even an option.
I don't think that's as good as what we have now, so I think it's the lesser of 10 evils probably. We can go to the Sunshine Bridge, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So I think this is the best alternative. It's not good, but until they can figure out a way to do it any better. And the new intercoastal bridge isn't scheduled for the 2021 fiscal year. So that's still two and a half years.
That's the 415 connector bridge?
The new intercoastal bridges. Because right now you got two 11-foot lanes on both bridges. The ones they're going to build is going to have three 12-foot lanes and two 10-foot access lanes on both sides. So should be a lot better. They're going to build the first one, the southbound one, between the current southbound bridge and the railroad bridge first. But that's, again, that's the year 2021 fiscal year, so, and it's scheduled, but the money was probably...
Maybe we live there.
We'll see.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Water main is still proceeding?
Yeah, I wish we'd asked that when Richard was here, but I think that's still going on. The last thing I heard, we had three people that were still contacting to sign off, but I think they've got some of those, do you know, Gerald?
No, they've released me on the first phase, which would be from North Line Road to West Main. So that's what we're putting on paper right now, trying to wrap that up this month.
Well, I think that's the three people I was talking about, that they must have gotten access to that point.
And then the water well drilling contractor, I just tell y'all guys, they're overloaded. His contract time started running in early December. He's supposed to be through by the middle of June, but they don't have a rig to put there right now.
Wow.
Right now, they talked about the first of February. Here we've been through February, now he's talking about the middle of March, moving a rig in over there. I'll believe it when I see it.
Is that over there near where they drilled the last one?
They're going to drill, I call it that rodeo arena, that...
Okay.
They got one, the first one's going right in the middle of that parking lot. If they can find good water there, they plan on moving 1,000 feet to that pasture back behind it. And if they find good water again, they move another 1,000 feet. There's supposed to be three of them on it. If the water's there. Mother Nature in this area, those sands are petering out. They get very thin. So hopefully there's water there, enough of it, and good quality. That's the three things you're looking for.
All right. Announcements. Town Hall will be closed Tuesday, as tomorrow, March 5th, for Mardi Gras. And with that, do I have a motion adjourned?
So moved.
Say all in favor.
I'll make a motion.
All opposed? Aye, aye.